You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment out there in radio land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jennifer DeVoe Muse. This is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 6 p.m. time, that's 8 p.m. Eastern time, only on LA Talk Radio. We are your hosts, Jennifer DeVoe Muse and James Muse. He's on the other side over there. Together we're Jenny and the Muse.
I'm lighting
and of course, author and screenwriter China Myers.
Hello, everybody.
Unfortunately, Derek Webb. Hell yeah, actor and producer Derek Webb. Unfortunately, can't be with us this evening. He's taking care of some, you know, some stuff. You know, kids get papers. Shit happens. I said kids are more important, guys. But
yeah.
Future, damn it. So take care of them fucking children.
That's right. You have to.
And then, of course, we got, And then, of course, we got Tashina Saunders, a.k.a. Silent Giggles, who is somewhere in the world being quiet. I don't know. But she's giggling somewhere. Probably at work. One of her 50 million jobs. Silent Giggles with a Z. Check her out on Facebook. Okay, she's all, well, the Blesman Ryder Dog or T-Dog or at one point or another when she can actually make it. But we're your hosts for this evening, and of course, this is Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio. We are syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, CastBox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Geo7, SiriusXM, and also now on Audible. We are on some new places. I still haven't fucking written that down, but eventually I will. I just got us syndicated on some more new fucking spots and whatever. Anyway, we are distributed by Sony Music Entertainment, Sony Music Publishing, The Orchard by Sony, Art 19, BMG US, and of course, our amazing friends we love at 5050 Global Music Inc. They make everything happen. They make it possible for us to be with Sony. So check them out, 5050 Global Music Incorporated, and also 5050 Global Music EDM. They also do electronic dance music and stuff like that. So check them out. A lot of great artists that they do distribution for under their label. So check them out. A lot of great stuff going on. You know, we've had last week, if you remember, we had, Maze on the show.
Oh, yeah. They were awesome.
No, sorry. Last week was Ode to East. Excuse me. Japan and Taiwan. Ode to East. And the week before that was the 24th. And the week before that, on the 17th, was Sony artists Maze from England, the UK, which I have the proud pleasure of managing Maze now under Get Real Global Artist Management. So lots of great stuff going on. And speaking of that, they're amazing people, and I hope to bring them here on tour either next year or the following year. That's our goal, is to build up our fan base in the UK, hit England, Scotland, Wales, and then, of course, maybe get some shows going on in Ireland and other places like that. And then eventually we want to hit Europe, Japan, you know, stuff like that. South America, maybe. North America. We have goals, and we're going to attack it one at a time. Of course, around the world by spreading spreading the word of their music. Bands that we, and artists that we manage from around the world, speaking of that, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, High Priestess. If you want your tarot cards read and she has mysticism and all kinds of stuff, just ask China Myers. She's reading for her on the air live. So that was exciting.
Apparently,
Cleaver from Santiago, Chile. You're with Sony. Of course right. You are. And then, of course, we got Band of Family from Bakersfield, California. Check them out. Band of Family. We got Wicked Star, of course, author and screenwriter, China Myers. We've got Hollywood Nightmare, Freak Show. If you want your Freak Show merchandise and or Freak Show t-shirts, go see them in concert and go to their website, freakshowband.com or something. Yeah, go check them out, Freak Show. And buy their stuff. I wear all the bands that I manage or represent or do booking. I'm a booking agent for or anything. I wear their t-shirts regularly.
That's awesome.
I'm a huge supporter, just like Warrior Dave. We got Dave in the house. Everybody, if you in the LA area, everybody knows fucking Warrior Dave. Holy shit. Like, this man is so goddamn known, it's ridiculous. Like, you are known by everybody. But of course, get back to our list real quick. We got Berserk. Check out Berserk from LA. Actor, producer, Derek Webb, Thomas the Red, the Viking comedian, Voc Hills, who just did a song with Run DMC. Go check him out, Voc Hills, and he was featured on American Idol. We got Star Daddy, Mortis the Devil's Reject, and Lillian Mortis or Lillian Sin. I'm sure everyone knows they're from the horror movie world, as well as burlesque dancing and other things. We got Fallen Fury from San Luis Obispo, California. The Borderline Radio Show with DJs Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine from Italy. We've got Burn the Ships from Bakersfield, California. Aussie Train, Jane's Addicted, Adam Nuke, or Buffy. Jerry typically goes, he's a freak show performer. He like spits fire. He does all kinds of crazy shit. You got to check him out. We got Lucas Humphrey. He's also in the Green Jello world, the punk rock band Green Jello. And then we got Scott Plant. Amazing, incredible fucking music out of New Hampshire. Really, really good artist. Go check him out. Scott Plant Music, and Plant is spelled Plante. So Scott Plant Music, go check him out. Really good, fucking just beautiful music. We can get him into maybe country, rock, pop, soul, R&B. He's a little bit of everything. So really good stuff. And then of course we also now manage Maze from the UK, England to be specific. And then we have King J, DJ King J. We're about to sign him also. He is hip hop, so go check him out. And then, of course, Our Frankenstein is about to be under our label, Our Frankenstein.
Yeah.
We love them, and we want to get distribution for all of our big up-and-coming artists, of course. So real quick, we're going to talk to Dave about his show coming up, and go ahead, Dave, and tell us more about what's coming up. I know it's your birthday show.
Hell yeah. Thanks, Jenny. So it's going to be at Characters in Pomona this Saturday, December 4th. We got 9 bands on the bill, also including the one and only Scum Love doing DJ, but in between bands. So it's going to be a blast. You know, it's the second Warrior Day Fest that we've done. So, you know, it's been a success throughout the last, like, you know, 5 years of doing these kind of shows. But this is the second for doing something this big, you know. So, and there's no, I mean, what better place to do it than Characters? Because I get asked a lot, like, why Characters and not like any other venue? Or like that they do it at, but it's like, I mean, there's a, we have a soft spot for characters. So that's, you know, at the end of the day, that's just how it is. But we got, yeah, so that's, so we got on the bill, we got headlining, Sunflower Dead, who is, the biggest band on the lineup from the OC area. You know, they did a lot of tours with, like, you know, over the years with, like, bands like Korn and Mushroom Head and Smile Be Soul. And they actually just did a tour with them recently. And they've done a lot of, like, major stuff. So definitely check them out. You know, their music's pretty heavy. You know, it's got a lot of solid hooks and melodic, you know, a lot of like melodic riffs and hooks and hard rock, heavy metal kind of stuff. If you're into bands like Disturbed or, you know, like that kind of vibe, then definitely you've been hooked on them. And then, of course, Jenny mentioned Band of Family earlier, who are also playing the show from Bakersfield. Yeah. You know,
okay, by the way,
got a little history with them as well, you know, throughout Jenny's shows, Gabriel Global and the Youngblood production shows. And also we have a band called Die Criminal. It's just really the singer doing an acoustic set, but he's kind of like a relatively new act, you know, who's been around for a few years. He's originally from like St. Louis, but he recently moved to Long Beach. So now he's a SoCal representative. Okay. And yeah, he's if nobody's ever heard his music, check it out. It's a lot of his songs are actually produced and recorded by this, I don't know if anybody's heard of a band called Story of the Year. They had the singer of the singer from the band Dan Marsala helped produce his songs. So nice. Definitely, he's also featured on a track that is called On My Own. That's also really good. Very like rock, like hard rock, like sort of emo-ish, you know, definitely some a little screamo here and there. Yeah, he's doing an acoustic set. His name's Wiley. And then we also have on the bill Death Boutique. Jenny knows who they are. So, also from LA.
Yeah, I met them and saw them at Characters before. Really good.
They're super cool guys. Like, what's crazy is I actually do the...
Yeah, look at nice.
What's crazy is I actually do the guitar player. I think it was either the guitar player or bass player. I can't remember his name, of course. He used to be in this... He was in the band called Good Life Hippies. And that's how I knew who he was from that band. And then their drummer is like, was like OTEP's touring drummer. So.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right. So.
And then I saw you have Suppressed Intentions on the bill also.
Yes, we do.
Our buddies Cameron and Brian.
Yeah.
What's up, Cameron and Brian? Suppressed Intentions.
Shout out to Brian and Cameron and the rest of the gang from Suppressed.
Brian
Intentions.
Hatter. I can't remember Cameron's last name for the life of me. I'm sorry about that. But Brian Hatter. What's up?
Yeah, I can't remember. Oh, Casey. Cameron Burke Casey.
Yeah.
Shout out.
There we go. That's what it is. Okay,
yeah. Yeah.
I knew we had a long fucking last name, but I just was
so anybody who's into Cameron. So anybody who's into like 80s, it's a very
crazy.
So anybody,
yeah.
Anybody who's into like 80s thrash and like modern metalcore, you know, then you'll definitely like them. It's I think of them as like a cross between like Metallica and like Until They Die or something if they had a TV. And also we have Kill Cody.
They kind of remind me of like okay, good.
They kind of remind you of what?
I was gonna say, like, you know, like Hollywood Nightmares metalcore.
Yeah.
Like the, you know, one person sings melody and one goes, you know, kind of like that. Or, you know what I mean? So, I like them. They get a good vibe on stage.
Yeah, they're very fun. And
we saw them at UBG.
Where'd you see them?
I saw them at UBG, Universal Bar and Grill, up in
I was at
and they were one of Vera Lee's show.
Yeah, the Metal Side Show represent.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Vera.
She
always puts on really good content.
She's always been really good to a lot of bands in the local LA scene. So, you know, if you think what I do is cool or what you do is cool or what anybody like we know mutually know does is cool, she does a great job also with like possibly on her shows as well.
I've been to her show. She does a good job.
Yeah. No, she does. It's very organized, very, you know, all the bands are always happy every time they play her shows. So, so we have Kill Cody also on the bill from, like, they're from Santa Clarita. You know who they are, Jenny.
Tell our listeners what times are the shows? What time does it start?
What time does it start, basically?
Okay, so the doors open at 5:30. First band goes on at 6.
Okay, rock on. And how much is it to pay at the door?
Right.
It's $15 at the door. Or if you buy tickets online, it's $12.
Okay.
That's a really good deal, though, for 9 bands.
Yeah.
And they're all really good artists. Yeah. So it'll be a great show. So please, everybody, come out this Saturday, December 4th, to fucking party with us, because we're going to have a blast up in there. A bunch of us, a bunch of our friends, shout out to Nathan Young of Youngblood Productions.
Nathan
Young. Shout out to John running the door. Shout out to Mario at the bar. What's up, Mario? Yeah, I've never been to this place ever in my fucking life, ever. Can't tell, can you? I know the names of everybody fucking there.
Yeah.
The sound dude, Jenny. Shout out.
Jenny, you
shout out
you
the whole Youngblood Productions family.
Yeah. You were saying the one time they have to say at the door who they're coming to see. Do they have to do that this time? At your venue, what you're doing, do they have to say?
No, they don't really usually do that.
No.
Not for my show, no.
Okay.
No,
they don't got to do all that. They run theirs different. They do pre-sale tickets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they do usually pre-sale tickets where they just pay at the door. It's a little different. I run my stuff based on how many people they bring in at the door, and then I pay them accordingly. Instead of them having to sell tickets ahead of time. I mean, everybody does their shows different, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but thank you, Dave, for talking to us tonight about your show this Saturday, and I can't fucking wait to go and to see you. And to give you a giant birthday hug. So I'm very, very happy.
Looking forward to it. And
but you know who we got in the house?
Yeah. Shout out to the other band that's also played it. I didn't mention yet. Ancient Sins. It's their first official Southern California show. Because the lead singer is from up north.
What's their names again?
Ancient Sins.
What's the name again?
Like ancient sins. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah. No, like very be nice. Sure to check him out. He's the singer's a military vet, so definitely show some love to him.
Cool. Of course, most definitely. All right. Well, tonight we got in the house our main featured guest, Michael McVay, bassist of the incredible, amazing fucking rock band, pop rock. I don't know. You guys are fucking amazing. Circle the Earth.
Unbelievable.
I just saw them at an industry showcase recently in Hollywood. Great show. I did live footage and everything, pictures. So really great stuff. And I've seen these guys play in concerts so many times. Been to all their shows, the Rose to the Whiskey to where. They're just every show they bring the show. Oh, I saw you guys at a Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood. Oh, yeah. I've seen you guys all over the place, you know. Oh, so, yeah. You know what I mean? Really good people, really good show.
Thank you.
And I know it's been a rough week for you, and I'm sorry what you're having to deal with right now.
Everything's fine.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I know. If you don't want to talk about that, we won't talk about that. Well, let's just talk about the music.
Talk about anything.
Okay.
I know, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I am so happy to have you here. Thank you for being on the show today. We really appreciate it. I know that you work really, really hard to make this happen.
Yes, ma'am. Day and night. Sunday.
And so can you tell people what the name of the band means?
Okay.
To you especially, and why you named it that, and then also, like, how long have you been doing this?
I've been playing original music in Los Angeles for probably 30 years, but Circle of the Earth has been together under a couple of different names for about 8 years. I've been with the drummer Sandro Feliciano for 8 to 10 years now. I've been with the lead singer Kadia for 6 years, and then the keyboardist Sandy Wang for 4 years, and then guitarist Kazuki Tokaji for 2 years. And the band's called Circle of the Earth. And the reason it's named that is because all the people are from different age groups, different cultures, different countries and religions and that sort of thing. The drummer's from Brazil. Lead singer's a Black American female. Guitarist is from Japan. And the keyboardist is from China. And I'm from Georgia. And right. That's what I call it, Circle of the Earth. And it represents a spiritual communion or a cooperation. Everything we need in this country right now, man. Cooperation.
Right.
Mutual love, respect, interaction, tolerance, diversity, inclusion, things like that.
Amen.
Awesome.
I agree.
Awesome name.
Yeah, thank you.
Beautiful meaning behind it as well. You know what I'm saying?
And you guys are very, very talented. Man, I loved your music. I loved the vibe. I love the beats. I love the lead singer is impeccable. She really kicks ass.
She's just beautiful.
She's phenomenal.
Voice.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so you guys, man, I don't know. When did you, what do you do?
Bass.
Okay.
And bass and slave.
Okay. So who started the band? Was it you who started
it? Yeah, I put it together.
That's good. That's great. So you got everybody together.
Yes, ma'am.
You instrumented everything.
Sure.
Wow. I've known them for about 4 years.
Yeah.
And have seen them play all over Southern California. I'm like, sometimes I'm like, I hate to tell bands this kind of stuff. I don't want you to get a big head, Michael McVay.
Never.
But I'm a huge fan. And I wouldn't come to see you like 50 million times if I didn't believe in you guys and I didn't see something in you. And plus, you're all really, really good people.
Thank you.
Like, genuinely nice human beings.
Of course.
And that's not always the case in this industry.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Because there are people that are going to screw you over and railroad you and, you know, take from you and use you. And it's just like, you get kind
of
tired of that.
I've met most of those.
What'd you say?
I've been through all that bullshit. Yeah, exactly. We've met that type in this industry. I've been doing this for 10 years,
and
I know good people, and I know fake assholes, and I don't deal with fake assholes. So if I even remotely think that the person isn't of the caliber of which of the type of person that I would want to deal with, then I don't deal with them.
Of course,
I don't give a fuck who you are.
Yeah,
I really don't. Yeah. I don't care if you're the president of goddamn Sony. If I don't like you, I don't like you, and I'm not going to want to deal with you. I'm just one of those people. I'm from Maine. I'm from northern Maine on the Canadian border, and we keep it real.
That's cool.
The show is Jenny's Real Talk.
Yeah.
Because everything's about being real, being honest, being open, just, you know, sharing your feelings. I mean, I don't know how many times I've cried on this fucking broadcast. We've been around for almost 5 years. I know China has seen me cry. I get emotional. You know, especially because I love the music so much and I love the people and I truly genuinely want to help others to achieve their goals. It's not about the money. I don't fucking make money off of this. What the fuck you mean? I don't make no money off my concerts, really. I don't really ever make money from any of this. But I do it because I love it. And you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And, you know,
yeah, we suffered
for our craft. I mean,
you have to love it. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So, I've all kinds of stuff.
You're from Georgia. What part of Georgia are you from?
Atlanta, Georgia, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice.
Atlanta, Georgia, ma'am.
Just moved there. How do you like Atlanta?
When I grew up there, it was terrible. And that was in the days of civil rights and Martin Luther King and integration. And terrible. It's not like it is now. It's much more developed now.
Yeah.
Right.
I heard Georgia is the new Hollywood.
I believe it.
Black Hollywood. Is that true?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Probably. I haven't been back. I never went back, but I'm sure that's
true. Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
He took over,
and now it's like a mecca for entrepreneurs and like movie makers, and it's starting to become up and coming. You know what I mean?
Great. Yeah. It gives more people opportunity.
Mm-hmm. It's the Hollywood of the South.
So I wanted to ask, where did the band start?
Los Angeles.
Okay. Yeah. And these people in your band, they were living in Los Angeles or they were living in other places and auditioned?
They're all professional musicians found here in Los Angeles. The drummer used to do the world tours with Tina Marie and Lauryn Hill and Parliament and Erica and Gloria Purim. Prince and Imagine Dragons and the Grammys. Kazuki left Japan and came here just to make it on guitar. He's endorsed by Hughes and Kettner Amps and GS.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's great.
Kazuki Morase is a fucking amazing guitarist. That dude playing behind his head.
Hold on. His name is Kazuki Tokaji. It's a different Morase, not him. It's Kazuki Tokaji. T-O-K-A-J.
Tokaji. Okay. My bad. Sorry about that.
No problem.
He's really good.
Yeah.
I've seen him play behind his head and never misses a beat. Never misses a beat. You would be like, oh my God, how in the fuck do you do that? Just amazing.
Yeah,
everybody in the band was great. I was like, how did you get all these talented people? You know, I mean, that you are very fortunate and blessed. That doesn't happen too often.
No.
And they all get along. They're all nice to each other. There's no drama and bullshit. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing you don't find often enough. Yeah. I want to play a music video. We have three videos.
Can you play Dead?
Which one?
Dead.
Dead? Okay. You want to play Dead first? No problem. I got you.
Thank you.
All right. Please play Dead by Circle the Earth. Jenny's Real Talk.
Oh, he's dead. He's f***ing with my head already. This one holds me at a ransom. Haunts me like a phantom. Too hard to call it quits, so what a risk. And that one body like a fun house. No shame with a big mouth. He writes a funeral before he went. I'm hearing things. His charm is so damn loud. I'm still in trance. Keep your poison now. Too many X's and O's turn to X's. Oh no. General, fast ball on my comma. You got me in the spell.
Hell yeah! It was dead.
Wow. Awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, every time I see that, every time I see you guys play that in concert, I sit there and sing along. I listened to your guys' songs so many times and seen you play on stage so many times that I know your song.
Video?
Sit there and sing along.
Who did the video?
The video was done by a guy named Boy Epic. He's an artist himself. He's just got a deal on Hollywood Records and he's got millions of streams on his videos. He's as good at that as he is as an artist.
That
video was really well produced.
Yeah, did a
really amazing job. I love the transition from her mm-hmm. with her hair down and then braids, and then all of a sudden it's up in the mohawk, and then it's like, and then it goes out, and then they're in a gown, and mm-hmm. then they're back in their little leather kind of outfits, and it's like,
yeah.
It was really well produced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great job.
He knows what he's doing because that was a phenomenal video.
Thank you.
Did he produce all your videos or just?
We've done two with him. What Diamonds, the other one that we play is, if you have time, is produced by him. Then the other one was done by somebody else. I don't remember who.
That's my favorite, Diamonds. I love that.
That's the most song we have.
That was hot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah, I really like it. I got okay. So I know we have two more videos.
Can you play Diamonds next if you have time?
I think that's the one, right? That's the.
Oh, I've got All the Way, Dead, and Could Be You.
You don't have.
I'm sorry. Okay. I guess I didn't see. I guess I didn't see Diamonds on there. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay. It's okay. You can play Could Be You. It's a video.
Yeah.
I'll go share it.
That
on
one's
YouTube.
Good too.
So they're all good. I'm so sorry. I went on your YouTube and I was trying to look through to see what music videos you had, and I guess I didn't see Diamonds.
Okay.
I will be sharing that though after the broadcast to make sure people see that.
Thanks. Of course.
Okay. So, do you want to play All the Way or Could Be You?
Could Be You.
Could Be You.
Yeah, Could Be You.
Okay. Sam, who
I just,
play
I
Could
decided
Be You?
For him.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
There you go. Could Be You, my Circle of the Earth. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Sony Music Entertainment.
I gotta get away and make a few mistakes. I wanna get away now, making my great escape, just like I'm David Blaine. I gotta get away.
I wanna meet somebody, feel you, are you, you, you. It could be you, 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 are you.
I call that a feel-good song.
Yes.
It should be an anthem.
It could be you, 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 or you.
I loved it.
We play live as an extended version of it and stuff like that. That's the commercial version.
Oh, okay. Well, I always tell everybody this. If you want me to be in your video, let me know.
Okay.
Because I can do some moves.
All right.
I'm down. I would love to be in one of your music videos. I would be honored as a mofo.
You know, an interesting story is that the industry did not like the harmony singers, so we had to remove them out of pressure from the industry. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
I was very much against it because I had a lot of allegiance and loyalty to the people in the band, but I was forced to let them go, and now it's just Khadija and the vocals are on tracks and the instruments are, but it's getting a lot better instrument response the way it is now, so I can't argue with it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think they did you a favor?
They absolutely did. They did me something I never would have done myself. But it's definitely getting a much better industry reaction the way it is without them. Even though they were great. I'm from old school, having vocals on tracks.
No, they were amazing.
Yeah. Having vocals on tracks.
Both sets.
Yeah,
they've had two different sets of backup singers.
Uh-huh.
I and I've been there for both sets.
Uh-huh. Sure.
And all four of them were really nice, sweet, wonderful people, and all very talented and had great voices.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? It is what it is, and that I guess that was the Diana era, you know, 70s when they had the backup singers and all that.
Right.
So maybe that's what they're thinking is it's more modern.
But it's good.
You know, to have backup singers.
Yeah.
Well, either way, they were wonderful. It didn't really matter to me one way or the other. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm just thinking from, you know, like, look, I mean, I'm thinking of, oh my God, I love the Diana Ross era. So fuck yeah. Like, you know, whatever. But then you gotta like think of it. It's modern. It's 2021 and I guess it's just whatever. It is what it is. And I had to change my way of thinking when I started working with Sony.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because now you're on the next level and you have to start thinking more the professional, real way of how things are done today versus just like how you want shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yes, I do my own music. I do my own movies, all that shit, but at the same time you got to think about, okay, you want to go to the next level. Well, then you have to know what the next level fucking expects,
and
and then you have to deliver.
Mama used to say, if you tell me to jump, so I'm gonna say
you
want
to go to the next level,
me, right?
She's right.
Me and you get me here to
and
where I want to be,
and
you're able to advance what I'm doing. It's different. It is what it is. We have more song to play, All the Way, which I love this song. This one's been around for a little while, and I just love this song. I just, every time I see it, I sing it. Every time I see them play it. It's really good, though. But still, it's really good.
Yeah,
just the song itself. It doesn't matter how it comes along. Mm-hmm. I'm sharing Diamonds right now, by the way, on social media.
Okay.
But go check out their song on YouTube, their new song that just came out, Diamonds by Circle the Earth. But the one we're going to play before we end the show tonight is going to be All the Way, as one of their songs that they've had around a little while. And it's just incredible. Check it out. Check it out, please. All the Way, Circle the Earth, James Earl Talk of the Lock, LA Talk Radio, iHeartRadio.
All right.
And so
take me all the way, take me all the way, baby, take it all the way, all.
Yeah. Don't you know I'm only lonely when I look into the mirror? Crazy though, I got a million others trying to be nearer. I like who you are in your shitty car. You still open doors, and that's so much more. You don't show it off, but you show me off. Makes me feel alright. Don't speak, just remember tonight. Don't forget it. Don't think, just hold on to me. You won't regret it. Take me all the way.
Song. It's always one of my favorites. Those three songs are really nice. I like every song you guys
sing. That was still. Feel good.
I really like it. Oh, hell yeah.
I said I could see me dancing in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. You would jump up for that.
As ringtones? Can you get them as ringtones?
I don't know how to do that yet. This is all new area for me, so we're getting into these new modern things as quickly as possible.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, before I go, I want to shout out.
I want to thank Michael McDay.
Thank you. My mom died.
Oh, yeah. Give a shout.
What happened?
My mom died over the weekend, and I just wanted to shout out to her because I couldn't have accomplished this without her. So I wanted to say that. That's all.
I'm sorry.
Okay. It was beautiful.
Shout out to mom. We're so sorry for your loss.
Oh, it's fine.
We're so sorry for your loss.
Yeah. It was beautiful.
I know.
Wow. Thank you.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're playing.
So can you tell everybody where to find you? Social media and your website and everywhere?
Yeah, Facebook, Circle of the Earth, YouTube, Circle of the Earth, CircleoftheEarthBand.com. And we're playing at the Viper Room, free show Friday, the 3rd at 8:30. You can just say Circle of the Earth at the door and get in. But you should come early because it's going to be standing.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. I think we're doing a warm-up show.
Okay,
tomorrow night, too, actually.
Where at?
Okay. Well, we'll be there Friday to support.
We did Universal Bar and Grill Thursday tomorrow and Viper Room Friday.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
Too bad I'm on the East Coast.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you for having me on your show again, Jenny. Thanks for being
on. There to support all this. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, it's my
pleasure. We really appreciate you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for all your support.
Couple quick shout outs before we end the show tonight. December 2nd, Corners of Sanctuary from the East Coast is coming out on tour. And been a video show before, we do a little interview with them on Facebook. Check them out. Corners of Sanctuary, amazing metal band from back east. They go on around, I believe they said 9 or 9:30. So I will update that on Facebook to let everybody know. And then of course, go check out our buddies from Attack of the Rising. Shout out to Tony LaPree and all the guys of Attack of the Rising. They will also be on, they've also been on our show in the past. And great guys. Go check them out. Also Metal. I believe they go on around 10:30, I think he said. So go check it out. Tomorrow night. If you want to stay in the valley, go see Circle the Earth at the Universal Bar and Grill tomorrow night. So many choices of wonderful entertainment. Then, of course, go see Circle the Earth this Friday at the Viper Room free show. Say Circle the Earth at the door. Viper Room, West Hollywood.
Thank you.
And then, of course, Saturday, got Warrior Dave's show at the Whiskey, at the Characters Impound. On the 4th. So go check out December 4th this Saturday, Warrior Dave's show, Warrior Dave Fest number 2. It's the second year of having this. And go check it out December 4th. Shout out for his birthday.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Of course. Hell yeah. Happy birthday to Dave. And then Jesse James Balsamo, thank you so much for having us at the red carpet movie premiere of Alien Danger with Raven Van Slinger. Featuring wonderful people like Tony Kong and of course James Balsamo and a bunch of crazy fuckers. Shout out to Bill Victor Arukan. We were joined, Jenny and the Muse were joined by Lillian Mortis and Mortis the Devil's Reject was there. Our buddy Ozzy Capri was there, actor in many James Balsamo movies. Mike Ferguson has been in a bunch of his movies, including one of the next Amityville movies that's being made. Lots of great people that were there that night. I met so many people. One quick note. I now manage also Jocelyn Sky, so shout out to her as well. And she was also at the Red Carpet Movie Premiere. So I've been posting all kinds of pictures. I'll post more pictures. And thank you so much to Our Frankenstein and Mortis the Devil's Reject for having us at Club Terminal this past Saturday. Amazing show, incredible stuff. But next week, we're going to have more Sony people. More craziness in store as always. 50 million pages later. Monique Dismuke. Sorry. This is one of China Myers people next week. Monique Dismuke, filmmaker from Oakland, that China Myers got booked for us. And then Karen Lowe, Sony EDM artist, will be on the week on the 15th. So lots of great stuff coming up over this next month or two. Come back. See us again next Thursday. Thank you so much to Circle the Earth for being on the show today. Michael McBay. Go check out their music.
YouTube.
Go check out their website. Social media everywhere. Check it out. Like, support, love. Next week. Peace out.
James Real Talk on the Block.
Awesome.
Radio.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Music Entertainment.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.